Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our monthly shiur with the Boca Raton Synagogue Midrashah. Thank everybody for taking the time to join the shiur this evening, and Rabbi Shabtai for inviting me to present the shiur this evening. So I want to talk about what I think is a very important idea related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, something that really, through my learning this year for the first time, really came to my attention more than I had focused on in past years. Oops, I have to turn my volume down on my computer. One second, please. Okay, sorry about that. It's really an underlying theme of the Geulas Mitzrayim, an underlying theme to the formation and foundation of our nation, which I found particularly fascinating. So I'm going to begin. So where are we? Why did I pick this topic? Because we're in the Parashios of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim, Shmos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach. The first four Parashios in the book of Shmos deal with the Shibud Mitzrayim, the miraculous miracles of Lamakos, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and B'Shalach then is Kriyas Yamsuf, which is Shvi Shal Pesach and Shiras Hayam. So we are, this coming week is Bo, last week was Ve'era, last week we had the first seven Makos, this week we have the final three Makos, we have the Korban Pesach, we have Rosh Chodesh in this week's Parasha, and finally we have Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Pesukim tell us in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph of Parashas Bo, Vayomer Shem Moshe, Shem said to Moshe and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, and the Pasuk begins with the first national mitzvah. The first national mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is so important that Rashi questions, first Rashi, Tov Sefer Bereishis questions, why don't we start with this mitzvah? Shehi mitzvah rishonash, and it's Tzavu Bo Yisrael, Chodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodesh, Mishun Alachem, the Chod Shei Hashana. This month is the first of the month for you, the first of the month to the months of the year, and then immediately after that, it launches into a discussion regarding Korban Pesach. So after the first national mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we have the national mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And Hashem says to Moshe, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael, speak to the entire assembly of Israel, saying, Ba'asra L'Chodesh HaZeh, on the 10th of this month, V'yuchu Lahem Ish, every man shall take for himself, Sela Beis Avos, Sela Bayis, a sheep for the father's household, a sheep for the house, V'im Yimar Habay Mio Misa, and let's say there's too few people, you're not allowed to have leftovers to eat from this roast an animal, since you can't have leftovers. So what should you do? So you should go to your neighbor and knock on the door and you say, we have five people, you have four people, maybe that, you know, nine people could eat the sheep. So you should get together in a chabura. So how much you could eat, that's how you're counted for the sheep. And then you have instructions. So first of all, the chabura, how should you eat it? Who should be counted? You and your neighbor. And then, Set Tamim, Zachar Ben Shanayi, it should be a perfect lamb/kid. It should be a male. It should be within its first year. Min HaKevasim, Min HaIzim Tikachu. It should be from the sheep or from the goats. So it tells you exactly what kind of animal, and that has to be a male, and how old the animal has to be. V'hayo Lechem Mishmeres Ad Arba Asar Yom LaChodesh Hazeh. So that generation had a specific inyan that they had to take it on the 10th and tie it to the bedpost, and it wasn't Shechted till the 14th of Nisan. V'shachet who also called Kol Kahal Adas Shal Bein Harbaim. Then when you come to the 14th of the month, in the afternoon towards evening, but it's still the 14th, and that's when it's shechted. And now we have further mitzvahs. What else shall you do? So you should take the blood from the Korban Pesach, I passed over you. I saw you rolling in your blood. And Hashem said, through your blood you shall live, through your blood you shall live, which is quoted by Rashi to this inyan, and it's also quoted in the Pesach Haggadah, Pasuk from Yechezkel, Perek Tazayin, through which bloods do we live? Through the blood of Korban Pesach, and through the blood of Mila, and you should take the blood of the Korban Pesach and you should put it onto the two doorposts and onto the lintel. So the doorpost ran vertically down the sides of the door and the lintel is horizontal on top. So the blood should be applied to the doorpost and the lintel in the house where the Korban Pesach is eaten. And now we're told when you shall eat it. How you shall eat it. It should be roasted over fire so you can't cook it, you can't simmer it in water, you can't cook it underdone, roasted over fire, it shall be eaten with matzah and maror. Furthermore, you can't eat it undercooked, you can't eat it boiled in water. That's the next pasuk. It has to be roasted, its head with its innards, Furthermore, you can't have leftovers, so you see there are very, very many mitzvos and halachos regarding not only the preparation of the Korban Pesach, not only the cooking of the Korban Pesach, but the consumption of the Korban Pesach. V'lo sosiru menu ad boker, you shall not leave any over to the morning. Whatever is left over in morning has to be burned in fire. Now we're told how you shall be dressed while you eat the Korban Pesach. The kacha tochlu also, so the Korban Pesach reminds us not only of freedom, but that halacha dictates every single aspect of our lives. The kach, what we can eat, where we can eat, how we can eat, with whom we can share the table. These are all halachos that are dictated in our lives. The kachla tochlu oso, and so you shall eat it. Masnechem chagurim, your loins shall be girded. Na'alechem beraglechem, your shoes shall be on your feet. Umaklechem biyadchem, your staff in your hand. Va'achaltem oso bechipazon, you should eat it in haste. Targum Unkel says bebihilu, which is, of course, again, what we say at the Leil HaSeder, bebihilu yatzal mimitzrayim, you shall eat it in haste. Pesach hu l'Hashem, it is a Pesach to God. And while we're eating the Korban Pesach, Hashem says, "Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh." I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night. The case you call b'char be'eretz Mitzrayim, me'adam va'ad behema. I will smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from person to animal. U'b'chal Elohei Mitzrayim es eshvatim ani Hashem. And all the gods of Egypt, I will do wonders, judgments. I am Hashem. V'haya hadam lachem lo'os al habatim. Excuse me, the dam will be a sign, the blood will be a sign for you on the houses, asher atem sham, where you are. Vera isi as hadam, so God says, when I see the blood, upasachti aleichem, I will skip over those houses, and there will not be a plague of destruction in your houses when I smote the Egyptians. So this is an overview of the Korban Pesach. And then later, in the same parak, parak Yud Beis, I'm still in Parshas Bo, the psukim tell us about further details or mitzvos regarding the Korban Pesach. Parak Yud Beis, pasuk mem vav. Bevayis echad ye achel, in one house you shall eat it. And Rashi says there, in one chabura. So you're not allowed to break away from your chabura. So remember, we learned, you go to your neighbor upstairs and you say, listen, I'm not enough people, you're not enough people. If we get together, we're enough people to eat the whole roasted kid. Let's get together. You're not allowed to break away from that chabura. Bevayis echad ye achel, in one house, in one chabura, it must be in. And in fact, if you look at Targum Unklus on that pasuk, Unklus says, bechavura chal. So that's exactly, Targum Unkos is not a translation of Chumash, it's an interpretation. So what does it mean, Bevayis echad ye achel, in one house you shall eat it, Bechavura chada yes achel, you can't break away from your chabura. So after you're counted on that Korban Pesach, you can't say, oh, you know, I like the neighbor from the next street better than the neighbor from downstairs, I'm going to leave this chabura and go to those people. You're not allowed to do that. You're counted on the chabura, you have to stay. Lo sotzi min habayis min abasar chutza, another halacha is, you may not take from the flesh, remember, of the Korban Pesach outside, the etzem lo sishbru bo, and you're not allowed to break a bone. So I'm not going to talk about it tonight, but it's a very, very beautiful mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch. It's a Sefer HaChinuch mitzvah tes zayin, etzem lo sishbru bo. It's a very famous mitzvah of the Chinuch, and it's extremely beautiful, but we're going to talk about other beautiful ideas tonight. Okay, in one house you shall eat it, you shall not, so bevayis echad yachel, in one chabura, you must be counted. You can't break away from your chabura. Says Yud Beis Memvav. Lo sotzi min abayis min abasar chutza. You're not allowed to take from the flesh, from the house where you're eating, outside. Another halacha, the etzem lo sishbrubo, and you're not allowed to break a bone. So I want to go to the Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Tesvav, okay? Mitzvah Tes Zayin is on Etzem Lo Sishbrubo, you shall not break a bone. But what about this idea that you are not allowed to take from the meat and go outside? What does that mean and what do we learn from here? What is the point? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, okay, Mitzvah Tesvav, Shelo Lahotzi Mibasar Pesach Chutza. You're not allowed to take from the flesh of the Korban Pesach, the meat, the roasted meat. You're not allowed to leave your chabura and take the flesh outside. So I'm going to read the Chinuch and translate it. Shelo Lahotzi Mibasar Pesach Mimakam HaChavura. You're not allowed to take from the meat, the flesh of the Korban Pesach, and to go outside of your chabura. Shanemar, like the Pasuk says, and we just read the Pasuk inside. Excuse me, lo totsi min abayis min abasar chutza. I just want to make sure, yeah, my recorder is working. You may not take from out of the house, from the flesh to outside. Mishar shei mitzvazu. It's a very short mitzvah. The chinuch, mitzvah 16, which we're not doing tonight, is much lengthier. Mitzvah 15 is very short. What is the purpose? The chinuch always gives us the root of the mitzvah, and then he always ends by telling us who it applies to and in which time period. So what is the shar shei ha mitzvah? What is the root of this mitzvah? Misharshe mitzvah zu masha kosavnu, the root of the mitzvah is which we have already written. Lizkar nisei mitzrayim. So all the mitzvahs, the chinuch has a running theme when it comes to the mitzvahs regarding Leil Pesach. All of these mitzvahs are to remind us of nisei mitzrayim, the miracles of Egypt, umipneishena asinu adonim. What happened on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What happened on Leil HaPesach? There was an unbelievable transformation. We went from being slaves to being free men. We went from being mishubad to a period of chayrus. We went from being indentured slaves to the Egyptians to being free men and servants to God, which is an elevated avdus. What happened on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Mipneishen asinu adonim. We were made into masters from the word adon. We had a totally elevated status. We went from being a downtrodden people to being an elevated nation. Ba hamitzvah alav sheyehe na'achal b'malkam hachabura. This mitzvah came upon the Bnei Yisrael that the meat must be eaten in the place of the chabura. And you're not allowed to take the meat outside because we were made masters. We were made adonim. We were made free men. We were made kings. That's why we recline at the Seder. We do so many things at the Seder to remind us that we are free people. And next, the next, very next thing that the Chinuch says is, Kiderech Malchei Eretz, like the ways of kings of the land. Shehakol muchan lahem, na'achal beheichalam berov am shalahem. So this idea that we have been made into kings, we have been made into masters, and Hashem wants us to eat like refined, dignified, kingly people. So therefore this mitzvah comes, and you're not allowed, imagine, you're not allowed to take the meat outside of your chabura. Lachutz, you can't take it outside. Kederach malchei eretz, like the way of the kings of the land, shall call hamuchan lachem. Call muchan lachem. Everything's ready. Everything's prepared. Ne'achal b'heichalam. They eat it in their palaces. They eat it in their dining rooms. They eat it in wherever the king goes to have his meal. Berov amshalam. They have a whole retinue of people around them. They have servants. They have waiters. They have attendants. You sit down like a mensch at the table. You're not running around the street with a piece of food. You shouldn't act like a person who does not have dignified manners when you're a king. You have to know how to act with dignity. That is the root of this mitzvah. So on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only did we get physical freedom, Hashem wants a people who are dignified. The Dalas Haaretz, on the other hand, says the Chinuch, the poor people of the land, Be'es Yachinu Suda Gedola, if they ever have an opportunity to make a big meal, the poor people of the land, Yishtachu Mimeno Lachutz, what do? It's such a rarity for them, the poor, the Dal, the Dalat Haaretz from the word Dal, the poor people of the land, if they ever have time to actually, or the funds, or the resources to ever have an opulent meal, it's such a Chiddush for them, it's such a Pella, Yishtachu Mimeno Lachutz, Manos L'Re'em. So they send portions to the outside to all their friends. They pack up a doggy bag for this friend on this street corner. They pack up a doggy bag for this friend on this street corner. They pack up a doggy bag for this person who usually rummages in the garbage. It's so unusual for them. They distribute their food to the outside. Lefishu chiddush atzlam. This was written in the 1300s because it's a big chiddush. Excuse me, that a pauper should have the means and the funds and the resources to sit down to a beautiful meal. And they don't have the same darach eretz that B'nai Melachim have. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, when you sit down at your table, you should be misudar. You should sit in one place. You should enjoy the food. Don't be running around. Don't go throwing it outside. And we see that here, this is an unbelievable component of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim. It's not just physical redemption, but Hashem wants us to be refined people. We should sit like a mensch at the table. Dinei ha-mitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah, says the Chinuch, like the din, if you take the meat outside, which you're not supposed to do, what actually happens, and the border where this chabura is, between your chabura and the next chabura, and what happens if you get mixed up between two chaburas, and all the other details you can find in Maseches Pesachim. So he doesn't go through all the pratim of exactly what happens if you take the meat outside, but important for our understanding is misharshei ha-mitzvah, that God wants refinement and order and dignity. Table manners are very important. You should eat like a mensch. V'nohagas b'zman habayis b'zcharim u'b'nekevos. And in the time that the Beis HaMikdash stands, this mitzvah is on zacharim and nekevos. So you shouldn't think it's your potter because it's a mitzvah aseh shel zman grama and the women aren't chayav. It happens to be it is a mitzvah aseh shel zman grama because it has to do with the Karban Pesach. But women are chayav b'zcharim u'b'nekevos. And it's very serious love. V'over alaha, and one who is over, v'hotzi min habasra l'chutz, and he takes the meat to the outside, avar alav, v'lokin alav. He is over on this lotas, so he gets malchus for it. So this is not some good piece of advice. It's mamish a very serious mitzvah de oraisa lotase. You shall not take the meat. V'hu sheya'asebo akira mirabais v'nachal achutz. And as for one who removes it from the house and brings it to the rest outside, the din is well known. It's like taking out something on Shabbos. So the end refers to part of the halacha. But what I'm trying to bring to you is this idea that Hashem wants dignity. And that if you are the B'nai Melachim, Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Penima, Kapitel Mem He of Tehillim, we have to see ourselves as B'nai and B'nos Melachim. And that affects all areas of our lives. And we should not be running around outside, throwing the meat, eating in the street, sharing it with our friends, the way that a dog might eat, or the way that a poor person, not to compare Chas V'Shalom, please, a dog to a poor person. However, in the next mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Hashem doesn't want us to be like dogs. He wants us to be like B'nai Melachim. And we have to know how to be refined people. And I think that it's something so important, not only in the way we live our lives, but in the message and the Mesorah that we must transmit to our children as well. Garbage should be put in the garbage, not litter. It shouldn't be thrown on the street. We should use a fork and a knife. Etzem lo tishbrubo. It's the next mitzvah. You're not allowed to break a bone. All of these things come to remind us that Hashem made us into B'nai Melachim. He elevated us. He totally changed our status on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we must be a nation that acts in a proper way. I am now quoting from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zatzal. Okay, I'm actually quoting from the Sefer Shalom Rav, Insights on the Weekly Parsha. So I happen to have one of the Sfarim of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik on Parsha. I took it down when I was preparing the shir to see if it's in the sefer that I have. It's not. So Rabbi Shalom Mosner is obviously quoting a different sefer on Parsha from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. So I couldn't look it up in the original source, even though I tried. The one I have is The Warmth and the Light. I have Rav Aaron Soloveitchik called The Warmth and the Light. This is brought down in a different sefer by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik on the Parsha, discussing this idea of this mitzvah that you shall not take the meat outside. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik expands on this idea of orderliness, linking it to the moment of liberation. And I think that it's so interesting that the whole night of Pesach is called Leil HaSeder. There's order. What does Seder mean? All Seder means is order. It doesn't mean something so holy. It's a regular word. It means order. In other words, you have to do Kaddish before Motzi Matzah. Why? Maybe I want to do Motzi Matzah before Kaddish. Maybe I want to do halal at the beginning of the meal. Maybe I want to do nirtza before magid. Why can't I do it like that? Because there's an order to how we live our lives. And seeing in this mitzvah of Aaron Soloveitchik that understands that you're not allowed to take the meat out of the house, out of the chabura, is a command that is meant to teach us to be orderly. There's a structure to how we live our lives. There is Zman Kriya Shema. There is Man Tefillah, there's Chatzos Hayom, there's Shkia Sachama, there's Benesh Mashos, there's Seis HaKochavim, there's Chatzos Laila, and all these things dictate what is done when. Oh, let's say I want to daven Mincha, 9 o'clock in the morning. You can't do that. Why not? It sounds good to me. I want to do that. I'll do the shorter tefillah in the morning when I have to get the kids ready for school and send them off to the bus and get to my first year of the day. And afternoon, between my morning classes and my evening classes, I have some more time. So now I'll daven shachris. Who cares if I say Baruch Shamar at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? And I'll say Ashrei Amida and the Aleinu at 9 a.m., 8 a.m., 7 a.m. You can't do that. Why not? Because there's Seder to the life of a Jew. You're not allowed to take the meat outside. That's what this comes to teach us, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that's all. I grew up in Toronto, Canada, B'nai Torah Shul, and in the Willowdale area. And B'nai Torah Shul, the Rav was Rav Rafal Marcus, Zechorno Livracha, and his father-in-law was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And so sometimes Rav Aaron would come, his daughter, Rabbitzin Rachelea Marcus, was the Rabbitzin, especially when he was in his later years, when he was not well. And my brothers remember when he would put on his tefillin, He would like let out a krocht and a loud groan. How hard it is for him to walk, it was for him to walk to the front of the shul. The krocht and the groan that he would emit with every strap of the tefillin that he laid around his arm. That alone is a tremendous lesson in Avodas Hashem. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal expands upon this idea of orderliness, linking it to the moment of liberation. Most often, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, when there's a change of leadership in a country, anarchy results and utter chaos reigns supreme. There are several reasons why this is so. There is confusion. There is fear of the unknown. Moral laws fall by the wayside as people thrill at their newfound freedom. The pent-up emotion of the people comes to the fore, and often in their anger over being hurt, they hurt others. At the exodus from Egypt, says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, although there was a change in rulership and there was a change in status, the slaves now became free people. The Avadim became Bnei Chorin. That's what we celebrate on Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder is a confluence. It's a whole mix of items related to Avdus. Marar Vayimaru Eschayim Bevoda Kashu B'chomer V'Levenim. Chomer Levenim Charoses. That's maror, that's charoses. We have salty water with karpas to remember the tears that the Egyptians cried. We have lechem oni, bread of affliction, because what they had a sumptuous meal. No, they didn't have roasted meat. They had some dried crackers. And on the other hand, it's a night of freedom, and it's a night of kingship, and it's a night when we lean, and everyone is mesubin b'layla hazeh. Why? Because it's a night of kingship. So the night of Pesach is the moment of transition. And half of what we do on the El Seder represents Avdus and Shibud and Inui. And half of what we do on the El Seder represents freedom and Geula. And at the exodus from Egypt, there was a change in rulership and a change in status, says Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. And the usual chaos that follows the collapse of the regime was blatantly missing. When we left Egypt, there was perfect order. We did not leave a second earlier. And we were told to leave. Exactly when God said to leave, that's when we left. We left as a nation in calm quiet. Because while we may have been liberated, when a Jew experiences physical freedom, quote, it does not mean he no longer has moral and ethical standards to uphold. And this is very true of us in our lives. We may be physically free, Baruch Hashem, we're not under the shackles physically of any foreign government, Chalila v'chas. But we still have moral and ethical standards to uphold. Just because we're physically free, it does not mean we can do whatever we want and behave however we want. And that's what all of these myriad of laws come to dictate. I mean, the Torah even tells us how to eat the Korban Pesach. Masnechem chagurim, na'alechem beraglechem, umaklechem biyadcha. Exactly how to eat it, we're taught. Chazal tell us, only a truly free person is one who engages in Torah study. Excuse me. That's from Pirkei Avos, Enecha Perek Vav, Enecha Ben Chorim, Elamisha Osek B'Talmud Torah. The more we subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we appreciate life. It's only when we don't have the proper appreciation of halacha, I'm continuing to quote from Rabbi Rosner, that we feel chained. Judaism, through its laws, through its restrictions, guides us to a meaningful and truly free life, including what to eat, where to eat, with whom to eat, how to eat. The halachot of the Korban Pesach, continues Rabbi Rosner, were a message to Bnei Israel regarding their new found freedom. Chaos had no part in their redemption. They were told exactly where they ought to be on that night. They were instructed to stay put in their homes, not to run around, not to go out to the street corners, not to distribute food on the outside. Everyone was to remain in their house and be accounted for, eating exactly what Hashem told them to eat. And when Hashem told them it was time to leave, that is when they got up and they were allowed to leave. Many of the halachot of the Korban Pesach are about showing that our freedom is not like other freedoms. The exodus from Egypt was not about overthrowing a regime. It was precisely at the moment of our liberation that our subjugation to Hashem began. So our freedom is not like the freedom of other nations. We left the shackles of Avadim Hayinu Leparah B'Mitzrayim to stand in Matan Torah and say, Hashem said, Avadayim, you are my servants. Rabbi Rosner continues, and now he quotes Rabbi Zalman Saratskin. and the Sefer Oznayim LaTorah. Different pshat. Rav Zalman Soratzkin offers yet another lesson to be learned from the laws of the Korban Pesach. It took a long time for the Bnei Yisrael to become a nation. It did. It took, the Pesukim say 430 years. That's a whole drasha into why it's 430 years or 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. It was a long time. 430 years from the Brisbane Absarim, 400 years from the Leidas Yitzchak. There was a lot of divisiveness, says Rabbi Zalman Soratzkin, before we were finally unified. Every single sibling relationship in the Torah, from Kayin and Hevel through the Shvatim, was rife with discord. And it's true, Kayin and Hevel, okay, so obviously that didn't end so well. Perek Dalet, Kayin rose up and killed Hevel. Even the sons of Noach, if you look, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Cham and Shem and Yafes are on two different sides of the story. And then we come to even Avram and his brothers. I don't know if you could say discord and strife, but they certainly didn't see eye to eye on things. And then Avram's children, and then Yitzchak's children, and then Yaakov's own children. And that's how we ended up in Egypt. Egypt served to purify us. Egypt was the Kor HaBarzel. It was the furnace that refined us. Egypt served to purify us and heal us from the issue that was so ingrained in humanity, which is that siblings never got along. We had to go through the pain of Egypt's servitude together in order to feel unity, says Rav Zalman Soratzkin, a unity that was necessary. It was a necessary achievement in becoming a nation. And it's fascinating because we needed to learn Achdus. And from the time of Bria Sa'olam, brothers didn't know how to get along. Hashem said, if I'm forming a nation, you people better learn how to get along because you're going to have enough enemies on the outside. If you don't learn how to get along with each other, then how can you possibly be a successful nation? Rav Soloveitchik says, not Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, or Joseph B. Soloveitchik, that's Rav Aaron's brother. The Rav says, Am Yisrael is from the words Im Yisrael. If you want to be part of the nation of Israel, Am Yisrael, Ayin Mem, with a patach, you have to know how to be Im Yisrael, Ayin Mem, with a chirik. You got to be with the people. Rav Zalman Soratzkin proposes that the Kor HaBarzel of Egypt taught us the pain of Egyptian servitude together. And that brought us to unity. A unity that was necessary as an achievement, a foundation, a prerequisite for our becoming a nation. There's a sefer on the shelf that I forgot. One sec. I always sometimes say when that happens, the joys of teaching from home. 1 minute. One second. I always have a page folded in here. Hashem. I think my page got unfolded. No, Baruch Hashem, it's right here. I quote from the, I take a break for a moment from Rav Zalman Soratzkin and Rav Shalom Rosner, this idea of unity and how integral it is to our geula. It was manifest according to Rav Zalman Soratzkin. That's why the Korban Pesach was in a chabura, like we already said, Targum Unka says, v'bayis echad yochal, v'chavura achas yochal. I forget the exact Aramaic. In one house you shall eat it means in a chabura you shall eat it. You must learn brotherhood. That was a prerequisite to redemption of Geulas Mitzrayim. And Be'ezrat Hashem will be a prerequisite to our future geula as well. I quote from the Sefer / biography, Maran Harav Ovadia. If you didn't read it, it's incredible. The article biography of Harav Hagaon HaChacham, of Ovadia Yosef Zatzal. Okay. They talk here about a specific yeshiva, Yeshiva Kol Yaakov. Yeshiva Kol Yaakov is unique in that it is non-denominational, with Sfardim and Ashkenazim learning alongside one another. It is said that when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal visited Eretz Yisrael in his old age, he turned down many invitations from many yeshivos to deliver shiurim. He accepted only one invitation, that of Rav Yehuda Ades, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Kol Yaakov. When someone asked the Gadol Dor of Yaakov Kamenetsky why he agreed to speak at that particular yeshiva, he explained he wanted to see a yeshiva that did not differentiate between sectors of the Jewish community and accepted any student who wanted to learn Torah. And then Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky added, Kol Yaakov would probably merit the first visit from Mashiach because of its achdus. You have the biography. It's page 98, footnote 18. Sometimes people reach out to me often. They listen to Hashir online. They say, where are you quoting from? That's where I'm quoting from. And it's an unbelievable idea. Of Yaakov Kamenetsky said, you know, I'm speaking there because it's a yeshiva of Achdus. And you know what Achdus is? A prerequisite for the Geula HaSida. It was a prerequisite for the first Geula, Geulas Mitzrayim. We had to learn how to get it together, pun is intended, because we have enough enemies on the outside who want to throw us into the river and break us with back-breaking labor. And it was ingrained in humanity since Cain and Hevel, that brothers should not get along, brothers should not work together. Adarab, a brother should work against each other. No, you have to learn how to get along. You have to learn how to get together. We say in Tehillim, and one of the Shira Malos says, Hine matov umanayim shavas achim gam yachad. And it's an insight that I've quoted before when I was in Los Angeles pre-COVID, one of my fall trips to Los Angeles. I was at the YULA Girls School Shabbaton. And Friday night there was a little oneg, and one of the mechanchot spoke, and she quoted a tremendously beautiful insight. Hine matov umanayim shavas achim gam yachad. Behold, matov, how good it is. Umanayim, how pleasant it is. Shavas achim, when brothers sit, gam yachad. What's gam yachad? Excuse me. Also together, when you and brothers also sit together. Why can't you just say Shavas Achim Yachad when brothers sit together? What's Gam Yachad? Even when there's Yachad, brothers sit together. What's even when there's Yachad? Yachad is an acronym. Yod Chet Dalet Yesh Chelukei Deot. Yesh Chelukei Deos. Even when there are differences of opinions, when brothers can sit together, that is Ma Tov and that is Ma Na'im. So this is another crucial aspect of Korban Pesach on the mitzvos and the idea on the foundation of Leil Seder and Yetzias Mitzrayim. We began with you shall not take the mita outside, learning the lesson of refinement and dignity. Kol Kvuda Basmelech Pinima. The refinement of the king's daughter is within. In the home, you must be refined. We don't run around. We don't yell in the streets. Perhaps that's why. One of the reasons Chazal tell us, Kol ha'ocha b'shuk do melekalef. V'yesh omim she'pasol le'edus. Anyone who eats in the street is comparable to a dog. And there are those who say that he's pasol le'edus. You can't be an aid. You have to know how to be refined. You are made into adonim, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Act like that. The nation of God has to not only be godly inside your heart, but your action should be godly. That's one of the lesser known lessons, I think, of Korban Pesach. And now we're talking about a different topic, which is the idea of Chabura. We had to go down to Egypt to suffer together, to take care of each other, to learn how to be a nation together. That was the prerequisite for Geula, and like we see, it will be the prerequisite for the future Geula. The Kotzke Rebbe Zatzal, the great Kotzke, says Rav Menachem Mendel Mikotz, in the beginning of Perek Vav in Parshas Va'era, we have the Arba Lashonis Geula. Now, it says, I'm not going through them in tonight's shir. Ve'hevesi Yaschem El Arts is the fifth. We're still waiting for it. And Hashem comes to Moshe in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, and he says, I am God. I appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with my name, Kel Shakai. My name, Hashem, I did not make known to them. Ve'gam hakimosi esbrisi. I have also upheld my covenant to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their sojourns. And then, Paragvav, Pasakei, ve'gam anishamati asna kaspene Yisrael. I have also, God says to Moshe, heard the groans of the children of Israel, Asher Mitzrayim Ma'avidim Osam, that Israel, that the Egyptians are enslaving them. The Ezkor Es Brisi, I remember my covenant, and therefore say to the Bnei Israel, I am God, Vodseisi Eschem, Mitachasuvis Mitzrayim, Vitzalti Eschem, Me'avodasam, Vegaalti Eschem, Bizronetuya, Lakachti Eschem, Lilaam. So the Arba Lashonis Geula follow after, and I have also heard the groans of the children of Israel that Egypt is enslaving them. So the Kotzke says, Ramanachem Mendel Mikotz, what's the vegam anishamati esna kasbene Israel? To just say, Hashem should say, I have heard the groans of the children of Israel. Va anishamati esna kasbene Israel. What's I also heard? Also indicates somebody else heard. If you're going to the store and I say, I'm also going to the store, that means you went to the store. I'm also going to the store. If you are going for a fast talk, I say, oh, I will also go for a fast talk. It means you're going, I'm also going. So what's the vegam ani? I have also. Oh my gosh, I just thought of something. That's so cool. I know I didn't tell you the inside of the Kotzker yet. But the inside I quoted right before this from the Shir HaMalos is, Hine matovu menayim shavas achim. There's the same word, hello? Gam yachad. And now I went to darshan on this pasuk, and really, I was the begam slipped my mind that it was not slipped my mind. It didn't even occur to me until I'm in the middle of talking that the same lashon is used. So what is v'gam shavasachim gam yachad? That gam refers to yesh chiluke dot. Even when we have differences of opinions, when we can sit together, that's matov, that's manaim. That's a prerequisite for geula. So what's this pasuk? V'gam ani shamati esnakas b'nei Yisrael. I also hear God says to Moshe. So the Kotzker Rebbe says it means when I see Jews care for each other, when I see you share in the burden of suffering of your fellow man, when I see you cry for your fellow despite your own pain, everyone has nisyonos. Wow, could anyone here say they don't have nisyonos? I would either say I'm very happy for you, but I would also say I find that difficult to believe. This world is a world of challenges. Yasar Yisran and Kavala, and Mavis Lo Nisanani, says David HaMelech. That represents the journey of everyone. But when you're able to look beyond your own Dalat Amos, and you're able to see the suffering of somebody else, you try and assist them, help them, hold their hand, daven for them, that's vigam. So God says the Kotzker, vigam ani shamati esnakas b'nei Yisrael asher mitzrayim me'avidim osam. The Jews feel for each other. The Jews care for each other. The Jews cry for each other. Even if you can't do anything for somebody else except daven, vigam ani. When you feel for each other and have compassion on each other, I also want to share in that. I.e., when you are ba'achdus, I also want to join you. And we see, immediately after that pasuk, lachain, therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am Hashem, votzeisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lokachti v'vesi. So those arba lashonis of ge'ula, or chamesh lashonis ge'ula, depending on the v'hevesi status, really are dependent on the v'gam. When we share in the pain of each other, when we can actually learn how to have the achdus, v'gam ani shamati, sheves achim gam yachad, there were 12 tribes. Everybody was very different. We're not clones of each other. That's not how Hashem made us. We all have our distinct personalities, our distinct character traits, our distinct likes and dislikes, but can we sit together? Gam yachad, so Hashem says, v'gam ani. When you could sit together, I want a portion in that. And what follows after that v'gam is the Lashonis Geula. And then achdos leads to redemption. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, yeshiva kol Torah, was it? Kol Yaakov will probably be the first stop on the path of Mashiach, because here all kinds of Jews sit together. So if it was a prerequisite by Mitzrayim, it's a prerequisite by Ezra Hashem for the future redemption. Going back to Rav Zalman Saratskin, as quoted by Rabbi Shalom Rosner, the Karban Pesach was the first national Karban, the defining carbon of the Jewish nation, right? It's the second mitzvah, naturally. The first mitzvah was Rosh Chodesh, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, this coming week's Parsha. And the very next mitzvah was Karban Pesach. It is the carbon that binds the Bnei Yisrael together. We started the shir with Targum Unkus. It must be in Bechabura. It is the only carbon, quote, of which every single Jew must partake. Serving is a lesson that we're all in it together. There are only two mitzvos asay, for if a person does not fulfill them, they are chayiv kares. Only two mitzvos asay. Those two mitzvos are bris milah and korban pesach. Only two thou shalt carry out this commandment, that fulfill, not fulfilling, excision, how do you translate kares? I think excision from the nation. Yeah, you're cut off. And the only two are Bris Milah and Karban Pesach. Why? Because the message of Bris Milah and Karban Pesach is both the same. I'm part of something larger than myself. I'm part of a brotherhood of this nation. I know how to be Gam Yachad. We're all in it together. Bris Milah means I don't want part of this nation. I'm not a Jew. You're trying to show that you are separate. So Hashem says you don't want to be part of the nation. So Mida Kenega Mida, no problem. You won't be part of the nation. Karban Pesach demonstrates the same thing. I'm part of Knesset Yisrael. And when do we learn that? Going down to Egypt. Yaakov Ish Uveso Ba'u. Every single Jew must partake in the Karban Pesach, serving as a lesson that we are all in it together. The Karban Pesach, quote, was a Karban all about unity. Even if a person could eat an entire lamb himself, writes Rabbi Shalom Rosner, he was not allowed to do so. The Karban Pesach had to be shared. The commandment was to eat it in groups And like we saw in the Chumash, no one was allowed to leave his group. This command was meant to accustom the Bnei Yisrael to live a life of unity, achdus, and love, ahavas Yisrael. At least once a year, you have to come together. And if any conflict occurred, you're forced to resolve it. You're not allowed to take yourself off of that korban. Once you're counted for that animal, that's it. No one could leave. And so according to Rabbi Zalman Sirotzkin, the main message of Korban Pesach is a message of unity, a message of achdus amongst the people. So we began the Pesukim with the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tesvav. We then went to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and we spoke about this idea of dignity and orderliness, one of the mitzvah, the ideas and lessons of Korban Pesach. Then we learned another idea, which is this message of Achdus, based on this teaching by Rabbi Zalman Saratskin. And now I want to quote from Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the brother of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Okay, I see what time it is, so Hashem should help me. So Rav Soloveitchik says as follows, V'lachachu ushchenu hakarv al beso, and he shall take with his neighbors close to his house, b'michsas nefashos ish lufi acho. You count the people according to what everyone could eat. Says the Rav, and it's very similar to what you learned in Rabbi Solomon Saratskin, but it's different words and it's the insight of the Rav. The halacha coined the term chabura with reference to the group gathering for this ceremony. Where was the halacha, where was the coining, the institution, the inauguration of the word chabura? Davka, in regard to the Korban Pesach, from the root word chaver, to be friends. A new fellowship was formed around the Paschal lamb, says the Rav. A new community sprang into existence, being together, living with each other. Sharing something was made possible by the ceremony of the Paschal lamb. And the Rav says a different idea. So that beginning was reminiscent of what Rabbi Zalman Saratskin teaches, but now the Rav introduces something else. What does the Chabura of the Korban Pesach teach us? What does the slave realize? A pauper does not go to his neighbor and say, would you like to share my food? For the simple reason that the pauper has no food to share. He can't go to his neighbor and say, come eat my roast, because he doesn't have any roast himself. How could he share what he doesn't have? Says the Rav, the slave suddenly realizes that a single lamb is too much for him. The slave spontaneously does something he would never have believed he was capable of doing. He knocks on the door of his neighbor and invites him to share the meal and eat together. No wonder our Seder, says the Rav, begins with the declaration, Halach ma'anya, kol dichvin yese v'yechal, kol ditrich yese v'yifsach. What is another element of freedom? So we are the Bnei Malachim, Sefer HaChinuch. We must live a life of order, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. We must learn how to get along, Rav Zalman Saratskin. The Rav, we have more than enough, and we can now share with somebody else. No wonder, therefore, that the Seder begins with, this is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in Egypt. If you are in need, come and eat. Whoever needs to do the Korban Pesach, come to my table. The ceremony of the Passover meal, and we end with this final thought, centered around the Korban Pesach, and it aims at the emergence of a new chesed community. For chesed is the characteristic mark of a free man. The bondsman is not spiritually capable of joining the chesed community. The slave is too concerned with himself. He's too insecure. He's too fearful regarding the morrow. He's too humiliated. He's too frightened. He's too meek. You can't go to your neighbor and invite them. You can't do chesed. You have nothing to do chesed with. How could I ask you to join me? I don't even have food for my family. I should invite you. I don't have for myself. Never mind for you. The Korban Pesach is a mark of freedom, because it represents the ability of a person to share with others. And this too is one of the hallmarks of Knesset Yisrael. We are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomei Chasadim. We're free. We have more than enough. We can share. The birth of the Chesed community, centered around the Korban Pesach, says the Rav, a nation within which people unite, going back to Rav Zalman Saratskin, which people give things away, they care for each other, they share what they possess, is all symbolized in the Paschal Lamb. Again, I'm going to repeat that sentence from the Rav. The birth of the Chesed community, a nation in which people unite, give things away, care for each other, share what they possess, is symbolized by the Paschal sacrifice. God, says the Rav, give me 1 to 2 minutes, please. God, says the Rav, did not need the Paschal Lamb. He had no interest in the sacrifice. Hashem doesn't need my sheep. He simply wanted the people, slaves, who had just come out of the house of bondage, to emerge from their isolation, from their self-centeredness, to emerge and create a chesed community, where a man realizes what he has is too much for himself, and I can share with you. So these parshas, that's all, remember the shir Be'ezer Hashem, when we get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan and go back and listen again. So these parshas are all about the shibud, the miracles, and finally Gulat Mitzray. And we have identified a number of distinct lessons from the Korban Pesach. Number one, the Sefer HaChinech, we are Adonim, we are masters, we are no longer slaves. Act like B'nai Melachim, serve a table and eat like a mensch, just like a king does, not running around with food in the street. You have to have dignity as an Eved Hashem. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, it comes to teach us order and Seder in our lives. Rav Zalman Saratskin, it is in Egypt that we learned the meaning of Achdus. And finally, the Rav Soloveitchik, the brother of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik and Levracha, is that it marks the emergence of the Chesed community. So I thank you very much for taking the time to join this year. I thank Rabbi Shabtai for inviting me to give this year. I wish everybody a month of Besuras Tovas until we meet next time. Be'ezor Hashem, thank you so much. Kol Tov to all. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.